CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Another strong month ends on a weak note, with further warnings about the spread of the Delta COVID strain and some disappointing tech company profit reports weighing on stocks Friday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5% on the day, with Amazon 7% loss after a revenue shortfall, joining Pinterest's 18% plunge on declining usage of the site, pressuring the Nasdaq in particular. Travel-related shares took a hit as well, following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing to prevent the spread of highly contagious Delta strain. While no travel restrictions are in play yet, the rising caseload is weighing on expectations for consumer activity this summer and fall. Still, the S&P gained 2.3% in July. It's its sixth straight monthly gain. Past instances when the index was up 6 months in a row showed further upside over the subsequent months, but with a bit more volatility. This would fit, too, with a seasonal pattern of choppiness and softer returns in August and September on average, worth heeding as many investors sit on healthy gains from a year that has delivered far more reward than risk. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.